like a ledger, damp from the river. Store rights with my nib sharpened on rain. The margins bloom with small hands, pointing index fingers made of ink. And nowhere kings change their minds, and where bakers made a saint of heat. London shakes out its sleeves, spills bells down its own front, and combs her hair with ropes from every quay. The Thames is a vein that refuses to scar. In the dark under arches, a slow animal breathes and keeps the city soluble. Processions cross the folios, mayors go by like measured tides. Their chains bright as fish, trying to remember light. Pageants are hauled through streets as if theater were a cart that knew the way to appetite. Cloth gilds the air and the air becomes apprentice to color. A boy slips his hand beneath the canopy's hem and learns the grammar of velvet. At the corner, a woman sells hot milk that smokes like a minor miracle. Store lists the players and the cost, and his figures walk off the page to join the crowd, sober as arithmetic and twice as comforting. Plagues arrive with a scholar's patience, taking note in small red dots. The city applies its practice remedies, posies at the nose, prayers at the lip, fires in the street to sweeten the wind with smoke that sounds like bees. Shut doors, learn a language of chalk boats, carry the sick like brief, royal progressions conducted at night. Stole numbers the dead with hands that do not tremble, and so steadies us. Far down bay, a back turns in the estuary, immense and indifferent, and the tide answers its slow punctuation. We lip read a council of distances, coronations enter a bright inventory. Crowns change heads the way brain changes sky. The scepter gleams with the conviction of a clean tool. Trumpets arch you successfully with morning. Stole notes each ordinance and oath, placing them side by side like well-raised brothers. In the crowd a lace bodice lifts and falls with the rhythm of civic obedience. Farthest out in the long light that taste of salt, a spout writes a passing salute. London, delighted with its mirror, bows from every window. Ships thick in the margins, from Deptford to Blackwall, the river is a catalogue of teeth and timber. Keels enter the water like thoughts becoming law. Stowe writes down cargoes the way a priest writes sins. Pepper, sugar, indigo, the hard glittering syllables of coin. Out past Greenwich the sea swings, its vast door open and shut to teach humility. Off Iceland, something older than trade surfaces, with army bull disdain showing a ridge of back like a hill briefly taking breath. A lad from Wapping, salted to the kneecaps with desire for distance, is given a place on a boat that smells of rope and grease. He carries in his pocket a page torn from Stowe with a list of kings. He will add to it later a glossary of winds. Fires break chapters clean through like verdicts. In narrow lanes, heat pulls houses into an intimacy they had not asked for. The baker's declares empire for a week and then abdicates into ash. Stowe exact and unafraid, measures lost by parishes and by loaves. He names the bridges and the stones that fell and the timbers that sang. Night glows like a theorem proved in grief. Down river the creature rolls, warm in its own lamp, and the faint oil of that breath lays a kindness on the city's blistered lips. We taste it without saying.